That's safe. Okay. Rabotai, we were talking about this wonderful Tosos about Yeyosh on Karka. Clearly, Karka is not Mixeles. We pointed out, it's a Taka Machlokes Tanaim. We're within the mainstream opinion of Chachamim that Karka is not Mixeles. But does Yeyosh work? And here we had a Machlokes, we pointed out, between Tosos in Sukkah and the Rambam and the Hagos Maimonides, as opposed to Tosos and the Rush in Bar Basra, where Tosos in Sukkah holds that even the Yerushalmi admits that Yeyosh is not affected by Karka. The Rambam holds Yeyosh not affected. The Hagos Maimonides says the Yerushalmi thinks it is, but we hold like the Bavli is not affected. And Tosos and the Rush in Sukkah and the Tosos in the Russian Sukkah and the Rozarua held that Yeyosh was affected by Karka. So now, what? And Bava Basra, I meant, held that Yeyosh was affected by Karka. So here we have Tosos Sukkah, the Rambam, the Hagos Maimonides. He admits the Rishonim disagrees, but he says we're Babylonian Jews. Versus Tosos Bava Basra and the Russian Bava Basra and the Rozarua that we had on the Koros. The question I want to start with today is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What's the Yisod of the Machlokas between them? So the first question is, on how interesting and deep of a level are they arguing, right? Are they only arguing about the Takana Darabanan, or are they arguing on a level of the Oraisa? So, who says that they're only arguing Midrabanan? The Kapos Tmarin, right? The Kapos Tmarin on, I thought it was on the Makoros. The Kapos Tmarin, it's one of the nice perks of getting to the third part of Sukkah is you have the Kapos Tmarin. We only have Maram and Chaviv on a few parts of Shas. The Yom Teruah is on half of Rosh Hashanah. And the Tosef Yom Kippur was on one parak of Yom Kippur. I mean, I haven't seen the parak that's the license on Azeh. And the Kapos Tmarin was only on this parak of Sukkah. But he says very clearly, I'll read you the line. He says that Tosos Sakadaita. He starts in our Tosos. Okay, we're not going to go through every achron of every Sakadaita in Tosos. But he says, Tosos Sakadaita, that when they said the Yerushalmi Yesh Yesh Lakarka, Ritzon Lomar, the Chachamim tiknu the Yesh Yesh Lekarka l'kol mili, mi d'rabbanan there's Yesh in Karka. V'lav dav glas, not only for Yisurim, v'l'chalim yon Yesh Yesh Lekarka mi d'rabbanan. Okay, very nice, the Salkadaitach. And then he adds, v'zed as ha-tosos perik cheskes ha-batim. And this is the Salkadaitach of our Tosos, but this is the Sheet of Tosos in Bava Basra. Right? D'rasol dav gemech rechin datsa rasham. He says very clearly, the opinion of Tosos in Rosh Bava Basra is that Yesh is kona as the kona d'rabbanan. Okay, why would Darbana make a takana that Yesh is called a karka? He doesn't say, but it seems mistaber to me, because the problem with this karka in an exelis thing is that all the examples I always use, sometimes I use, cute examples, this guy Zaydi stole the field from that guy Zaydi, and now, the Yid is coming to cut a hadas for Sukkos 100 years later. So it's a cute example, but if you think about it, from a legal perspective, it makes it very, very difficult to run a society if hundreds of years later you don't actually know who knows anything. So Teinach, the guy doesn't have Yeyosh, they're abundant, don't want to even talk into Kia people's karka. People's karka is very valuable to them. But you can understand that, for Takanas Ashok, Chachamim might say at a certain point that Midrabon and Yeyosh works in karka just because that way it'll be easier to run commerce in society or, whatever other reason they might have had. Says the Kapos Tmarin that what's the level of the Machlokes? So, according to the Kapos Tmarin, you have Yeyosh Lomahani versus Tosos and the Rush. In Bava Basra, Lefi, the Kapos Tmarin, Yeyosh Mahani, Midrabanan. Okay, in which case, the Machlokes is not such an exciting Machlokes. Did the Rabbanan decide to make a Takana, or did they not decide to make a Takana? I'm a Seder. Everyone can see it either way. It becomes a historical question of what did they do. However, I can't prove anything from Tosfos and the Mishnah Bavasra. They don't speak in such great length. But the Orzarua is 100% clear, he says in a very funny roundabout way, but he's 100% clear that this is Mida Oraisa. So according to the Orzarua, here we have Yehu Shlomahani. And here the Orzarua says explicitly, the Ulai Kach Shitas Tosfos. And the Russian Bavasra, right? They could all like the Orzarua after all. They were closer to the Orzarua than they were to the Kapos Tamarim, right? Maybe the Orzarua had the right Masorah from the Bali Tosfos. That Yeyush Mahani Min HaTorah. How do we know the Orzarua holds Min HaTorah? Because the Orzarua says, Yeyush works for Karka, and we're Medayik that from a Pasuk. Because the Pasuk has a Hekesh of Avodin to Karka, right? If you would look. Anyone looked up, maybe someone didn't believe Rashi and Tosfos and everyone that there's a drush of Tanoim that Karka in the Gzelus in the end of Bava Kamma. So you look at the end of Bava Kamma, they have a whole drush of that Karka is not in Gzelus, and they say, and Avadim also not in Gzelim because Hukash Lakarka, like in Kol Torkulu, we're used to Avadim being Hukash Lakarka, Visnacheltem, Osam Levehechem, Acharechem, Lareshis Achuza, Avadim are Hukash to Achuza. Okay, so says the Orzarua. And here we're getting just the next point in the Makoros, a little bit ahead of ourselves. But he says, just like Karka in Exalus, Avodim in Exalim. But Avodim in Exalim, but Yeish still works, as we have many proofs, and as almost everyone in the entire world agrees. So if Yeish works by Avodim, Yeish works by Karka as well. Which clearly, Hekish is the Oraisa. So according to the Orzarua, and, you know, who knows? But, you know, what do Tosfos and the Russian Bavas really hold? Like the Orzarua version? Or like the Kapos Tamarim says they hold? We don't know. On the one hand, they might hold the Rabbanan, because there's one line in the Yerushalmi where it says, Yeish Mid Rabbanan. On the other hand, they might hold Mid Oraisa, because the Orzarua was one of the Bali Tosfos. And he said it's his Masorah, that it's the Oraisa. So, if they assume it's the Oraisa, then we have to ask, but, what's the Svara? Why should, right? If Karka ain't an exelus, meaning we're not in the Manda Amar Karka and exelus. We're in Manda Amar Karka ain't an exelus. If Karka ain't an exelus, excuse me, then why should Yeish help? It was never actually stolen. Right? If it's ever stolen, how could Yeish help? And here you get to Yesod, which is, you know, it's a little famous as the Yesod of Rav Chaim in the ninth parak of Hilchas Zela. You know, in our circles, it's famous as the Yesod of Rav Chaim in the ninth parak of Hilchas Zela. But, excuse me. It's not really the Chiddush of Rav Chaim. Like, if you read the whole piece, Rav Chaim, the ninth parak of Hilchos Zeila, this is one piece that's not the Chiddush. His other pieces, it's real Chiddush. You know, it's not like Rav Chaim came just to tell us this, because this really is a pretty obvious point. you know, which you didn't need Rav Chaim to be a Chiddush, but nonetheless, Rav Chaim, I think, made this point more central in, you know, in our perspectives. No, I'm okay, thanks. Says Reb Chaim, he says, just look in the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Gemara in Bava Kamma has an achlokas. Does Yeish work by Gzela? Does Yeish not work by Gzela? What's the whole havamina? That Yeish should be kona in any circumstances by Gzela? What did the Gemara say, black and white? What's the havamina that Yeish helps for Gzela? What does the Gemara say in Bava Kamma? Exactly. Samech, sorry, Vav, Amud, Al. Aleph says Rabba, I think it is. Amar Rabba, etc. Yeish Amar Rabban de Niknei Ida Raisa. Maybe Yeish really works. Midi Dehava Motzi Aveda. Motzi Aveda Lav Kam De Lav Kibin of Yarshin Mara Mina Makmi De Tesi Liade Kani Lei Hainami Kibin of Yarshin Mara Kani Lei. Just like an Aveda, Yeish is Konan. How do we know Yeish is Konan Aveda? Okay, because of Machlokes, we've shown him what pasuk we darshan from. But everyone agrees we darshan from the pasuk. Look in the second paragraph of Metzia. Everyone agrees we darshan from a pasuk. You know, whether it be from the word mimen or whether it be from the word salah, we darshan from a pasuk in the parsha of Aveda, of Hashavas Aveda, in Kiseitze. We darshan from a word in that pasuk that Yeish is kona. So if Yeish is kona by Aveda, Yeish is kona by Gzela as well. So what does Reb Chaim say? Reb Chaim says here, and this is Reb Chaim's famous vart, where of the difference between the two things that are kone by Gzela. You know, again, according to some shitas and some combinations, whatever. There's shinoi, and there's yeish. Says Reb Chaim in this piece, in the Perektes of Hilchas Gzela, Shinoi and Yeyush are two totally different tracks for the Ganef to be Kona, the stolen object. Shinoi is Midin Gzela. Shinoi is part of the Dinim of Gzela. The Hesh was like Gzela Shagazal in Ke'in Shagazal Yachzir, if it's still not Asher that, but Darshan Asher as it was. When he stole it, he's mastered. If not, he's Kona B'Shinoi. Says Reb Chaim, Shinoi is a din of Gzela. Gazel is Kona B'Shinoi, because Shinoi is one of the din of Gzela. Says Reb Chaim, though, no, Yeyosh, that's not a din of Gzela. Why is the Gazel and Kona B'Yeyosh? According to the Man of Yeyosh, Kedikami, and even according to us, the Shinoi B'Yeyosh B'Shinoi B'Shos, there is some power to the Kenyan of Yeyosh. Says Reb Chaim, the Gazel is not Kona B'Yeyosh, because Yeyosh is din of Gzela. There's no Yeyush in the parsha of Gzela. He's going to be Yeyush because every Gzela is also an Aveda. After all, if something's stolen from me, it's lost from me. And therefore, Yeyush is Konem Bidini Aveda. Every Gzela is Bitoras Gzela and also Bitoras Aveda. And therefore, Bitoras Gzela is a Kenyan of Shinoi. Bitoras Aveda, there's a Kenyan of Yeyush. Every Aveda is not a Gzela, but every Gzela is an Aveda.
You don't have to say that. I mean, you could say that Yeyush is like Hefker.
Okay, fair enough, I was going to get to that. This, by the way, he has a famous diuk. You know, it's a diuk. You know, you can always, it's never a proof. Why does the Gemara say X and not Y? Sometimes, who knows, they just were in the mood to say X and not Y, right? But Reb Chaim has he really liked to point this out in the Gemara Temura that we all, so many of us learned together a couple years back. In the sugya of Kalman the Avir Rahmani Kalman the Amr Rahman Losabi of Mahani or Lo Mahani, the Machlokes is buying Rav there. If you do something that's against the Torah, does it work or not? So I'm not getting into all the different possibilities here, but the Gemara here tries to bring a proof. Gemara says the Torah said Lo Segzol, and yet your Kona B'Shinoi. So doesn't that prove that if you do something illegal, it works? So Reb Chaim says, no, it's very mitzvah. Kinyan b'shinoi is part of gzela. That is the gzela working. If you're kona b'shinoi, that's the gzela working. The Gemara would have no problem being kona b'yeyosh. If you're still saying kona b'yeyosh, that's not the gzela working. So the gzela happens to also be an aveda, and that works. But it's not the avera. The avera of gzela has nothing to do with being kona b'yeyosh. Coincidentally, gzela happened to be the reason it was lost for me. And then the rules of Yeyush kick in. However, so, therefore, the fact that you're going to be Yeyush doesn't prove that Gzela is effective. No, because that's like Gzela B'Toras Gzela, that's Gzela B'Toras Aveda. The fact that you're going to be Shinoi is Gzela B'Toras Gzela. Okay, that's the, I think the Rav actually, in the Rishima Shirim right here, brings that down from Chaim.
Also, even the point that Shinoi is Din in Gzela, there is the positive by Gzela, but there's the general Din of Shinoi by Chala, by all over the
Torah. Okay, fair enough. You could have disagreed with Reb Chaim. We're not going into that now, so it's a little too off topic. But you could have disagreed with Reb Chaim and a Hanami. Although I, you know, you can take my word for it or not if you want. I think the mainstream understanding would be more like Reb Chaim. Okay, there are different subformulations, but not for now. So the svar is very poshut, is that Yeyosh is not a din in Gzela. Who cares if it's Gzelus or not? Yeyosh is, and here Joel points us to the famous Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in Bava Kama and Bava Metzia. Rashi's in Bava Metzia and Gittin. Rashi calls Yeyosh Hefker, and Tosfos says that's ridiculous. It is certainly not. So you could say that Yeyosh is just a din kol tarkula, being Metzia is just being mafker something, right? In which case you can mafker anything. Yeah, it gets a little tricky, not so pashut, but you could say easily, Yeyosh is either a general din of Hefker, if you want, you get into some problems. If you want, you could say, Yeyosh is just Hefker. It's really, there's no din of Yeyosh, just a contingency of Hefker, which may or may not be such a sheet in the world. Right? Yeyosh is a din in Aveda. We find Yeyosh said by Aveda. And therefore, every Gzela is an Aveda. But even though Karsh is not an Gzelis, it's still lost. So, now the interesting question is, what is the Tosfos and Sukkah going to say back? Once we have a pretty good proof here, meaning Rav Chaim's right. With great difficulty in Docha, could you disagree with this point? With great difficulty, but push up shot of the Gemara. The Gemara says, where do we get the idea of Yeish by Gzela? Oh, we get it from Aveda. We don't get it from Gzela. In which case, you don't really need Gzela, right? So, if Yeish in general did not need Gzela, then Yeish should work by Karka. Who cares that it's not in Gzelas? So now the question is, right, if this is a good point, and I don't think you're going to deny this point, to say, no, Yeish is only depends on Chalosh and Gzela, is going to be too hard, because that's not Pashup Shad in the Gemara. That's going to be very dachav. So now, what are you going to say back? What's the Svara of Tosos in Sukkah, and the Rambam, and the Hagos by Manios? If Yeish is a general din, so why shouldn't it work in Karka? So, what are your two options? Or one of them?
Not ever.
So, one of your options is a Lundish option, right? There's a Lundish option, and there is a psychological option. By the way, who says the psychological option? Rabbeinu Yonah. The Kappos Tvarim also says it a little later, although Rabbeinu Yonah said it a long time before the Kappos Tvarim. One option, with apologies to Chesky, is one is what Rabbeinu Yonah says very explicitly, and the Kappos Tvarim also says, although you know you don't need to be able to be old the Krah. Rabbeinu Yonah was actually very exciting for me. This is the first time I discovered they put Rabbeinu Yonah and Bava Basra on the Bar Ilan. He says very, very explicitly, "Gelzal karka misyayish v'baylo machor agaz lo lekno halokeach she'ein other misyayish v'libo min akarka." No one really gives up hope on getting their karka back. Even though he says he's misyayish, he's not really misyayish. Meaning theoretically, yeish would work, right? Theoretically, yeish works in karka. Yeish is not a din gzela. Just because karka is not in gzela, so why shouldn't yeish work? But practically, psychologically, no one ever gives up on karka. Why? Because since you can't move karka,
get it back.
Right? Therefore, even though I say, oh, I give up on getting my land back, I don't really give up on getting my land back because it can't move, and someday the tides will turn, and, you know, the wheel of fortune will rotate on its axis, and someone else will be on top, someone else will be on the bottom, and he'll be able to get his land back. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, he says that theoretically, Yeish works, but psychologically, no one is really misyayish. That is where Yonah says, the Kappos Tvarim also says at the end, he says, min adina yorari lomer yeish l'karka. He says, yeah, well, min adin, there should be yeish in karka. Min adin is theoretically. Ella, and here, I don't know how he's been like this in the Pasuk, this is the part that I have trouble with. Somehow we learned from the Pasuk that no one really gives up on karka. Oh, I wouldn't have learned that from the Pasuk. I would have just said that, like Rabbeinu Yonah is a svara. Morning.
But that's not yeish lo mahani. It should have said yeish lo kayo.
Well, the Gemara didn't actually say anything. That's my words, okay. So you're okay.
No, there's something never in down yeish.
What does Tosfos say? Ain't a knuya gazim b'shum yeish. Okay. Ain't a knuya b'shum yeish really does not sound like Rabbeinu Yonah, right? It sounds like even if there is yeish, it doesn't work. But let me say better. Let me ask you a simple question. Does Rashi sound like he agrees with Rabbeinu Yonah or not?
No.
And keep in mind, Tosfos, what does Tosfos start out saying? Right? This is a Achdos day. Tosfos starts out saying, I quote Rashi and he's 100% right. So let's assume Tosfos agrees with Rashi until proven otherwise. What does Rashi say? First of all, he says, Eina kuni b'shum yeish. No yeish works. No yeish works sounds like, if he was trying to say, even if it looks like you have yeish, you don't really have yeish, he shouldn't have used those languages. He just said, Eina nikna b'yeish. Okay, and then maybe what he meant is that, because yeish is not a real yeish, even though it's a little dog. He says, it's not nikna any yeish. Really sounds like he's trying to say, it's not that I think this yeish is fake, etc. It's that fundamentally it's not nikta b'eini yeish. So number one second, Aaron, the lashon eini nikta b'shum yeish sounds like it's a fundamental point, not a psychological observation. And number two, did you want to add another?
No, I was going to say that. I think if you say yeish is the external expression of yeish, I understand.
Okay, you can get out of it if you want. Right. But what else does Rashi say?
Don't we say, Devarim Shibalev and Amdevarim?
Don't we say dvarim shablim enim dvarim? So, shtei tshuvos medavar. Number one, there's a concept of dvarim, this is not a Gemara phrase. What you said is a Gemara phrase. What I said is a Rishonim phrase. Dvarim shablim bo v'leiv kol adam. Means there are things in your heart that we don't know. That's enim dvarim. Even if you could convince us later they were in your heart, it doesn't matter. Then there are things that are in everyone's heart. Sometimes you say something and everyone knows, right? Everyone knows what you mean, right? If someone, someone asked me about a girl for a shidduch, and I say, oh, very nice person. Then they, and it turns out that she's, she makes Izeva look like Rebetzin Kanievsky. Someone comes over to me and says, Dvarjalian and Dvarin, how can you tell me? I say, what do you mean? Everyone knows Shidduch when you say someone's a nice person, that means they're a bad person. Otherwise, you would have said that something good about them. There's some things that are just obvious, right? Okay, we're not getting to Hilchos Shidduchim here. Can you say the same thing about saying someone's 5 years younger than she is? Okay, I don't know. I think at a certain point, there's certain things we should move this around. But these diverse, if everyone knows what you mean, then that's not Dvarim Shablim. So it could be everyone knows. I have a much better answer for you, I'll say, in 5 minutes. Maybe three. Now, anyone want to bring another proof that Rashi's not like Rabbeinu Yonah?
I was going to say that it doesn't really sound like Rabbeinu Yonah. With the line when he talks about his Takeya Shim Bailin. So the reason why Takeya works is because Da'anan Sabri Demi Aishi. Da'afilo Amri Delomi Aishi. Now it's like it's Abba's Council.
No, but that's going too far. He says, in the Shtakeya, even if he says it's not Messiah, she is. But that doesn't mean that in regular case, even if he says he is, he isn't. That means in a regular case, if he says he is, he is.
No, but it does show you that Tosos thinks that there is a shaykhah of yish on karka, and it's just a matter of a shir.
No, I think you're reading too much, and let me come back to it, and hopefully in 20 minutes, I will have addressed your concern and at least make you understand why I disagree with you. Whether you're here or not is your business. Someone bring another riot that Rashi's not like Rabbeinu Yonah.
Rashi connects this up to the Machlokas Rebbe Elazar and the Rabban.
Ah, exactly.
And that's the point.
Exactly. What does Rashi say? Karka in Migzelis. And what does in Migzelis mean, says Rashi? He doesn't say what it means in Bava Kama. Unless that's what he means by Tzur Ben Yizak. And again, if he throws in Tzur Ben Yizak and the Achron don't understand, maybe he means in Bava Kama. They darshan karka in migzelis for what nafkamina? For the nafkamina, if it's damaged, the gazlan doesn't have to pay, right? The original sugya in Bava Kama. What does it mean karka in migzelis? That normally if I steal something, I have a chrayus, right? If it's damaged, I have to pay. If I steal karka and it's damaged, If I damage it, I'm a masik. You don't need the rules of gzela. But if I steal karka and an accident happens to it, I do not have to pay. Okay, so that's the original context over there. But Rashi says, what does karka in migzelis means? He says, karka in migzelis equals ainu knuya b'shem yeyush. How do we know it's not knuya b'shem yeyush? Because we darshan from psukim in Hagol Kama. Now, I know the Kabbalist Torah starts to rescue this, but in common sense, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's a psychological onus, the guy doesn't really give up hope. Is that the kind of thing you darshan from a pasuk, or is that the kind of thing you just use your, you just make a judgment call? So how can you understand what someone feels in their heart by darshan from a pasuk? A heart is you have to look at human nature. You don't darshan from psukim what people feel in their hearts. Right. You darshan from psukim what they're obligated to do and what they're not obligated to do. Sure. What rights they have and what rights they don't have. You can't darshan from a pasuk how someone feels. I don't understand. I want to know if someone's really in love. I darshan from a pasuk that they really are. I want to know, but...
That's being yeshivish.
That's being too yeshivish. Anyway, lemaisa, all the Akronim Dayak, that my diuk, that Rashi doesn't sound like Rabbeinu Yonah. A, he says, Shub Yeish Ba'olam. And B, he says, we darshan from Psukim. You don't darshan psychological umdudas from Psukim. You darshan halachic concepts from Psukim. So, Niralani is daiti that Rashi is not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Here I have two proofs. That Rashi's, again, I don't mean me. This is, I'm sure Chaim can give us a list of 80 Achronim who make this deal from Rashi. It's pretty clear to me in Rashi, and then maybe I put that into our Tosos also, Chesky notwithstanding. because Tosos seems to agree with Rashi, it's always tricky. Like Tosos first quotes the Lashon of Rashi and says I agree with him. That necessarily means he agrees the diuk of the Lashon or just the main idea. Honestly, I don't think it really proves he agrees to every Diak and Rashi's Lashon. He might just agree to the idea in general. Mm-hmm. But, okay, it's at least gives you a good latest hasafek that he agrees with Rashi. Rashi would say differently. It's not that theoretically Yeish works with your psychological umdina. It's that we darshan a pasuk, Yeish doesn't work. And therefore, what would Rashi say? This is all they can explain Rashi. He says, no, even theoretically, Yeish doesn't work by karka. But why not? So, interestingly, there's a Marcheshes who just says it's a xeris hakasa that Yeish doesn't work by karka. Okay, that we're not getting into it now. It doesn't, you know, it's hard for me to say that because this pasuk is not talking about Yeish. Where do you get a xeris hakasa about Yeish? Say better.
You just said that Yeish is beginning of Vegas. Mm-hmm. And karka depends because Baalo Medes, so can that be Abud?
Exactly. So says the Nesivas famously, and I pointed out this also. I don't know if anyone got a chance to look in the Truma Sakri. Truma Sakri is a very nice sefer. Excuse me. A parish on Shulchan Aruch Hoshem Mishpat by the Ketosis brother. I think his name was Yehuda. Yeah, the Ketosis was Aryeh, and his brother Yehuda, who's more famous for writing the Kuntros HaSfeikos. Right? Okay. Someday maybe we'll be able to learn in the second where you have to do Kuntros HaSfeikos. Probably have to be Bava Metzia. I think we learned some when we learned Bava Metzia or Bava Basra. The Ketosis brother, Truma Sakri, he has an essay here which just says similar to the Sivas, just goes into a little more detail on our Gemara. Says the Sivas and the Truma Sakri very famously. Let's just continue this. Over here, he says, based on a famous Yisod of the Ramban, there is a famous Ramban in Milchavos in Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Dalet. Right? I think it's Daf Chaf Dalet. Don't look in the Sifta, look in Bava Metzia. No, I apologize. It's in Daf Chav Vav Beis. Not in Daf Yerith. In the Gemara. Famous from Bilchamos on Bava Metzia Chav Vav Beis, who says that Yeish only works when something is not in your Rishas. Yeish only works on something that's not in my possession. That's Ovud. Right? If I lose something, then Yeish is effective. If I didn't lose something, let's say I locked it in my safe, I just forgot where I put it, then Yeish doesn't work because it's in my possession, it's not avod. Just because I'm absent-minded doesn't make it avod. If I lost something and unbeknownst to me, my friend found it and is bringing it back to me, then Yeish doesn't work because it's not lost for me anymore. It's in my possession, du shlichus. So it says that's the yesod of the Ramban in Bava Metzia. Yeish doesn't work on something that's outside of my possession. Achronim argue what this Ramban in Bava Metzia holds. Is it, why doesn't Yeish work on something that is in my possession? Why does Yeish only work on something that is avod? And I'll admit that there are Achronim who think. There are achronim who think the Ramban just means because of like mekach tos, like if something's in my possession, I'm a siyash, then I was a siyash by mistake because it was really in my safe the whole time or in my friend's pocket the whole time. But the Nesivas assumes, and most achronim assume, that no, the reason why the Ramban says yeish only works on something that's avod is because yeish is not hefker. I could be mafker something in my possession, clearly. It could be that I could only be mafker something in my possession, but I could certainly at least be mafker something in my possession. Yeish is not the same as hefker. Okay, the Nesivas made this famous, that Yeish is. The Nesivas is mainly in Siman Reish Samach Beis, made this famous, that Yeish is not the same as hefker, and if you think about it, it really doesn't seem to be the same thing as hefker. Hefker is an active kinyan. I decide I want to make something hefker. Yeush, I'm not deciding that I don't want to own something anymore. Like, Hefker is Das. Right? Das means I decided I want to create some new status in the world. Gittin and Kiddushin and Mekach and Memkar, Hefker. Yeush, I don't want it to. I don't want to not own it anymore. Yeush is just a passive emotional state. Yeush is, okay, the words of Rechayim, I apologize for throwing out a lot of Rechayim, and helps you, Chalitza, you call it more of a Kavana than a Das, Yeush is just a passive emotional state. I've given up. It doesn't mean I don't want to own it anymore. I've just given up. So just because I give up on something, why does that mean it doesn't belong to me anymore? You know, so some people are more optimistic, some people are more pessimistic, some people suffer from depression. That's not a valid kinyan. Says, Nesivos, no. Yeush is a special chalos that the Torah says is appropriate to cases of aveda, when something is avod. When something is in my possession, if I want to be mafgrit, I can be mafgrit. And if I don't want to be mafgrit, then it's still mine. Once something is avod, the halachas of aveda come into play. Right, Joel was questioning that, and you could question that, but the halachas of Aveda come into play. The halachas of Aveda is that when something is lost for me, then all of a sudden the Torah says there are new halachas. As long as I am hopeful of getting it back and anticipate getting it back, I keep my tentacles on it. It remains connected to me. Once it's physically lost and mentally lost for me, then the Torah declares that I have no rights in it anymore. And it becomes either, we're not getting into this naturally, we see us either hefker or at the very least available for people to take. That is the yesod of the Ramban as explained by the Nesivos and others. So let us take, take what the Nesivos says here and the Truma Sakri, Nesivos and Truma Sakri and others as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Kapos Marin, they say a few assumptions. What are their assumptions? But they're good assumptions. A, Yeush only works for Davar Sheyatza Mirshuso, and that is the famous Shita of the Milchamos in Bab Metzia, Chavav Amud Beis.
That's not going to work for the Rambam, though. The Rambam doesn't.
I don't think that proves what you think it proves. B, I would just add that fundamentally, right? Okay, maybe I shouldn't write this as B. I'll just put it in the scene
right here.
Thank you. Right, Yeish only works for Darshi Yasumir Shuso. And this is a fundamental rule. Because Yeush is not Hefker. Yeush is not Hefker. Hefker means I'm actually doing a chalos. I can do whatever chalos I want. Yeush is like Xeris Akasov, that when something is offered and I give up, then I lose my rights to it. And B, then they say very easily, Karka never leaves my rishos, because karka ain't an exelis. What is the xeris kos of karka in an exelis telling us? What does it mean, karka in an exelis? That means that even if someone comes and takes over my land, they haven't succeeded in removing it from my possession. That would be xela. Karka, the manner of karka in exelis says someone can remove it from my possession. That's considered to be out of my possession. That's why it's stolen. We paskin karka ain't an exelis because it's not considered to have left my possession. It is still in my possession. If it's still in my possession, it's not avod. Once it is not avod, then Yeush fundamentally doesn't apply, because Yeush only applies something that's avod. And again, this is the famous shita of the Nesivos based on the Ramban in Bava Metzia. Yeush is not a regular chalos. Yeush is a special din of aveda, and the xeris akasim of Yeush was only meant to apply when something is avod from me. And my karka is never avod.
Like the river's coming and it destroys property. Is Yeush not effective there, or is it only not in the karka, or is it?
would Yesh be effective on Karka if it was being, you know, actually destroyed? I think fundamentally Yesh would be effective. Okay, you get to all kinds of subtleties. You get into all kinds of subtle problems, which is that, after all, I can see an old Makarka on the riverbed, etc. So maybe I don't have Yesh. You know, is that considered avod, or is it just not as useful as it once was? You know, so you can be eyeing that, but I'm not going to get into that now.
Well, even the longer Tosos CTS agrees with him, doesn't it? Don't, right at the end, where Tosos says if it's in Shtakeyashim Bali.
Okay, let's go. Yeah, I'll get to that in a moment. I'll get to that.
But if as a concept, though, that it could, Yesh could apply to Karka, then fundamentally, Karka never disappears. But if it could fundamentally apply to Karka, this would be a question on this approach.
No, because maybe there's some hechitimtza where Karka could be avod. Just not the fact that someone else is there. Like, maybe if it mamish could disappear, then it would be avod, right? That's why it doesn't bother me. Okay, Joel.
Is Yesh reversible?
That's a fascinating question. Is Yesh reversible? It's not 1,000,000% clear in the Gemara whether Yesh is reversible or not. There's machlokas about that. Clearly, if Yesh is really hefker, it wouldn't be reversible. But if you say Yesh is only some tnai in Aveda, then Yesh l'stapik, could it be that nonetheless, once the Xerxes Kosov comes into play, it's irreversible? Or could it be that it is reversible? And I don't know where I wrote that. I wrote that down someplace, but I don't have right now. Yeah, right now I can't find where I might have written out. Yes, correct. And exactly. So I think you're absolutely right. I just don't remember the Myron Kobos offhand.
You can make it tonight to be used.
That is exactly the shita that, you know, I'm denying right now. There is a whole chakiri. Now, I didn't want to get into it that much. To what extent is Yesh like Hefker? Is Yesh not like Hefker? Basically, in this Mahalach, we're saying that Yesh is not Midas. So the question, how about Yesh Matos? How about Yesh Altanai? How about et cetera, et cetera? You know, so that would all be nafkaminas. And this question, you know, we could have started this like Akira. What is Yesh? Is Yesh really a kind of Hefker, just another word for Hefker? Or is Yesh just a prop within Aveda? Doesn't matter if the Rav went so far once as to say that Yesh is not really anything. It just makes it a true Aveda. Like every Aveda is not a full Aveda, because the guy's still looking for it, and all Yesh does is complete the Chalo Shem Aveda. But it's really just a Tanai in the Shem Aveda. Okay. Right. Okay, yeah, so we're on that side. So basically, we're on the side now, I think, if you take the side that Yesh is not something that's poiled within itself. Yesh is not a Chalos. Yesh is not a Kenyan. Yesh is merely, and this is very clear in the Sivas, a passive psychological state that's a Tanai for certain Halachos kicking in. Those halachos are obviously only the halachos of Aveda. You can't have Yesh, so something's not avod. And therefore, Karka can't be avod. So now we have two ways of understanding our Tosos. Either our Tosos thinks Yesh would work by Karka, but psychologically you don't have it. Or Tosos thinks Yesh can't work by Karka because Yesh needs a halo Shem Aveda, and there's no Shem Aveda there. Mehechi Tesi Yesh needs a halo Shem Aveda. From the famous from Bottom of Metzio says Yesh only works on something that's outside of my possession. And he sounds like that's a fundamental rule if you read the Ramban. Because Yeyosh requires a shame Aveda. And that's basically what the Nesiva says here that was on the Makorah sheet and the Truma Sakri as well. Now, okay, now that we understood the sheet is here, we're ready to move on to the rest of Tosfos in Bava Basra. Says Tosfos in, or should I go a little out of order? I can go a little out of order. Let's stick with Karka for a second. A fascinating machlokas is within the opinion of Tosfos in Bava Basra. Tosfos in the Russian Bava Basra and the Urza Ruah. Yesh works in Karka, right? So here was Liffy, Tosfos, and the Rush in Bava Basra. What do we say? On the one hand, Yesh works for Karka. On the other hand, what do we hold about Yesh Kadi? How do we paskin about Yesh Kadi? We paskin Yesh Kadi lo kadi. That's pretty accepted by all the Rishonim, by most, you know, very most Rishonim. But Kaimalan, Yesh Kadi lo kadi. Okay, what does that mean for Karka. Yeish works in Karka, Yeish works, Yeish works, Yeish works, Yeish works in Karka. On the other hand, Yeish doesn't work even in Metalkalin. So then it certainly doesn't work in Karka. So what does Rabbi Yonah say when he quotes Tosas in the Rush in Baba Basra? I mean, he's not, Rabbi Yonah's obviously not quoting the Rush. The Rush learned by Rabbi Yonah. Not the other way around, but he's quoting this tradition that the Rush got from the earlier Bali Tosos. If you look at the Rabbi Yonah on the sheet, when he quotes at the end, Yeish where Rosena Sha'amru, there's some Bali Tosos who say, Sha'karka nicknames be Yeish Rashina Rashus Kamom Metalflin. Ah, the Yeish Omrim that Yeish Rashina Rashus works for Karka. Meaning, when we say Yeish Mahani, we mean Yeish Mahani as per the normal accepted rules, together with Shina Rashus. Right? So, what does this mean? What does this mean, as we say, Tachlis? So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yeyosh Veshina Rishos is Kona. That's what Yeyosh works. Yeyosh works to go together with Shina Rishos, like the normal rules, which Achron says. What?
We just said in the Svara that there is no Shina Rishos. We just said that.
No, you're in Tosin Sukkah. We're now in Tosin Baba Basra. Okay, so which Achron says explicitly that's the opinion of Tosos? No. Adrav, the Mishlo Melech, right? Says the Mishlo Melech very concisely. Okay, this is must be, it's not a real Mishlo Melech, it's two lines. Says the Mishlo Melech, he says, there's the day of Tosos in Bava, in the Rosh of Bava Basra, the Yeish and Shina Rishos is Koneh Karka. Okay, so meaning when Tosos in Bava Basra kept saying, what's the Lashon of Tosos in Bava Basra? When Tosos in Bava Basra says that B'Yerushalmi Amrin D'Yeish Moel B'Karka V'Af B'Yish In Exeles Mikol Makom Mahani Ba Behani Ba Yeish. Right? When Tosos keeps saying that basically B'Yerushalmi will pass in Yeish works in Karka. What does it mean Yeish works in Karka? It means it works according to the way Yeish should work, which is together with Shina Rishus. We all know Yeish Kedi is not Koneh. That is, excuse me. excuse me.
How do you accomplish with Shina Rishus?
The Goslin sells the field to someone else. Right? The Goslin steals my field on Messiah. She sells it to someone else. Classic Yeish Shina Rishus. Okay, so that works. However, the Nesivos says, no, that's not what it says in Tosos and Bava Basra. Doesn't say anything about Yeish and Shina Rishus. Understands the Nesivos. Now, it's not that he's pasking. He's not pasking like Tosos and Bava Basra versus Tosos and Tzuki. He's not being achrei. He's just elucidating the Shita. He says, no, Yeish Kedi is Kona B'Karka, which is fascinating. Meaning, not that Karka is less stealable than the Talpulin. All of a sudden, Karka has become more stealable than the Talpulin, right? Metalin, oh, it's the Xelis, so if Yeish and Shina Rishus, you can keep it. Karka is not the Xelis, but you can keep it with just Yeish, even without Shina Rishus. Okay, the, anyone, I don't think the Nesivos says, but anyone know why the Nesivos would think that, I don't remember if he said, but not conceptually, textually, proof-wise. Why would he think that Yeish Kedi is Kona B'Karka? Like Tanakh, I understand. Tosin Sukkah says Yeish Kedi is B'Karka in Exelis. Tosin Rav Basra says you should know it works like it works in Metalflin. Why should it work better than in Metalflin? What would be the reason you would think Yeish works even without Shina Rishus? Meaning, Yeish is Kona B'Karka in the hands of the thief, not only in the hands of the customer of the thief.
Yeah.
What source might make you think that? What?
He wants to get away from the...
No, I don't think so.
Rabbi Eliezer says if you kick the guy out of the
car. No, because that ended up having nothing to do with Yeish, as Tosos pointed out.
I think you said
no, you're giving me a svara. I know that, but I said first I wanted the technical reason. Let me ask Daiti. I don't remember if he said this explicitly. I think the reason the Yerushalmi. When the Yerushalmi talks about Yeish by the... What was the nafkamina of Yeish in the Yerushalmi? That if a bandit steals your land and plants on it, then what he plants becomes Klayim, right? Because it becomes his. It didn't say the bandit sold it to someone else. The Yerushalmi sounded like a case of there's Yeish without Shina Rishus, right? That's what it sounded like. Now, there's a million ways out of this. Don't worry. But it could be that based, and Tosos was all based on the Yerushalmi, right? Tosos started with the Yerushalmi. He wouldn't have said anything if not for Yerushalmi. So in Yerushalmi, it sounds like it's not a case, like in Bavbaster, it's a case of stealing and selling. That's called the Yeshashin Rishos. There's a customer and the thief. Right? That's stealing and selling. But in the case of Yerushalmi, it sounded like it was just stealing. The Anas was Zoraya. Right? It says the bandit was Zoraya. It doesn't say the bandit sold it to someone who was Zoraya.
Isn't that a Shinu in the Karka?
What? No, it's not a Shinu in the Karka to plant it.
Why? And it's not close to the Bioso either, exactly.
Yeah, because it's just Gidulin. The Karka itself hasn't changed. Okay, so L'chora Alpi Yerushalmi. Now again, you could say Yerushalmi means something much more complex. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean the Yeshus Kone, just that Yeshus helps to make it partially in the Gan and Gazan's Rishos to the point where he can make it Isser Klayim. You could say the Yerushalmi holds Yeshus to be Kone and we don't. And they were just quoting the Yerushalmi in its, you know, don't we know about Ukiba Asra, the Yerushalmi according to its version, but we'll apply it to us according to our version of Halacha. But the simple shot of the Yerushalmi sounds like Yeshus is Kone. And the Lashon of Tosfos in Bava Basra is Yeshus is Kone. In our Tosfos, it's very, and our Tosfos, it's a little tricky. I asked someone if they can be diagnosed. Yeah, why is it tricky in our Tosfos? Because our Tosfos doesn't pass in the Yesh works. It's only a theoretical discussion. So it's hard to be diagnosed from a theoretical discussion. What? It's hard to be diagnosed from our Tosfos what the other side would hold, because it's only theoretical discussions. He's never actually saying that Yesh works. But anyone have an opinion in our Tosfos? Which way do you diagnose?
Once you say that Yesh Mishulim Mishul, then you're passing against the Gemara. Because the Gemara says the Karka ain't a Gzelet. So if you say that Yesh Mishulim Mishul helps, then your Karka is Gzelet.
No, it's not. Karka is Nevedas.
But Shinu Mishul is not.
So you have to give me 5 minutes.
Okay. I'll give you 20 minutes.
Oh, good. That's what I mean when I say 5 minutes in any case. That's where we should leave or believe color. Okay. Baruch Atasha Mokinu Elcho Olam Oze Yisrael B'Savlanot.
I would think that he holds like a Rabbi Yonah side because he says that, it depends on Yisrael Asli Yadeh or Hater Asli Yadeh. Replying to be Yisrael Asli Yadeh.
Right. Tosfos here in the... in the fourth wide line says that maybe the reason the Gemara of Basra doesn't allow a Kenyan is because Yesh really does work by Karka, just you have a Begam in the Shinu Rishos. And then he says, no, that Shinu Rishos should work just fine. So it sounds that at least that line, in the fourth to fifth wide lines of Tosos, like Tosos is thinking that when Yesh is called a Karka, it means Shinu Rishos with it. The trick...
Well, and also like that, even if there's no such thing as Shinu Rishos by Karka, Yesh alone can work.
Which is saying the same thing. So it could be our Tosos. Now again, this in the fourth and fifth wide line, just as a theoretical possibility of how you could be docha something that doesn't necessarily prove what Tosos holds. But definitely at least one line in our Tosos says, even if Yesh Kedi is Koni, it needs Shinu Rishos. Right? I'll just redo that line. That, that the key tema to defend the day of that Yeish works is that Yeish kedi lo kani, but it doesn't work kedi, v'shinu rishus lo shayach, and you have a problem with shinu rishus. Then he says, no, it's not true, you have no problem with shinu rishus. It's a perfectly good shinu rishus. Because the yisod of shinu rishus is what we're about to say in a second. Because the yisod of shinu rishus is just to avoid yisur asli yadeh, and the shinu rishus avoids yisur asli yadeh. So pashta sounds like pashta sounds like Rabbi Yoga. Right, mashmaus. Tosos in Sukkah. Okay, but we do have two possibilities here. And the Nesivus would say, look, just read Tosos of Basra. He doesn't say anything about requiring Shinu Rishos with the Yeish. He just says, he just says Yeish works. He just says you're going to be Yeish. Okay, and Yeish Bazeh Mashahu. And the Orzavur also, he doesn't mention... needing Shinu Rishus. Doesn't really mention Shinu Rishus. So the steam of the Orzarua sounds like the Nesivus. Okay, we can add, stimas. Stima means they wrote stam. It's not really a proof. Tosvos, Virush, Bava Basra, the Orzarua. Okay, well, I see we have two possibilities. Obviously, which possibility is more intuitive at first glance? More intuitive at first glance is that, of course, Yesh Kadi doesn't work by Karka. It doesn't really work by Metalkla in the way we Paskin. So, how could it possibly work by Karka? What's the other tzad? So, what does the Nesiva say? What's the other tzad? Joel, what does the Nesiva say? Shimon Sakri? What? Says, hold on a second. What does the Gemara say? Right? We quoted a Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Samech Vav, Amud Aleph. Says, Yeyosh, some people say is Konex, that's like a Vega. But some people say Yesh Kedin is not Kona. There are actually three opinions in the Shas. Yesh Kedin is Kona Midoraisa, Kona Midorabadon, or not Kona. We Paskin not Kona. Why do some people say Yesh Kedin is not Kona? Because why not learn from Aveda? Lo damila Aveda. Aveda hu dechi asar liyade beh? Hetera asir liyade. Aval hai kevin de beh? Isura asir liyade. Then, you know, it would not be Kona min haTorah. Maybe not, and we Paskin not. Right, so this is Mefurish Gemara in Bava Kama. The reason it tells us the reason Yesh Kedi Lo Kani. We Paskim Anam Yesh Kedi Lo Kani. Why? It says three words: Beisura Asid Liyade. You can't learn from Aveda. Aveda, you picked up a hetter. I find a $20 bill on the street. Shouldn't be such a chutzpah. I find a 20 shekel bill on the street, and I pick it up. The owner had Yesh. I pick it up a hetter. But if I steal someone's wallet, then since I picked it up, the iser yeyush doesn't work. Now, the question is, what does that mean? Says the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph, explaining the manda amar yeyush kedi lo kani beisura asi liyadei, which is why this is not going to be our topic now. But as you already pointed out a couple times, and I don't, you know, want to threaten his health in any way. I don't want him to explode or anything. So the most Rishonim explain why does Yeish most Rishonim? It's before Shin Tosos on our daf. Why does Yeish work with Shina Rishas Lekuli Alma? Because the Ganef was Bisur Asil Yadei, but the Gokeach is Beter Asil Yadei. When I buy something, I didn't know it was stolen. I bought it beheter. So for me, Yesh works beheter as the other. Most Rishonim hold the reason Yesh works with Shini Rishus is just because Shini Rishus creates a heter as the other for the customer, and he's going to be Yesh. So most Rishonim hold that Yesh and Shini Rishus is really kinyan of Yesh. It just creates a new guy who has a heter as the other. Fine, but what's the problem with Yisur as the other? So what if Yisur as the other? Now again, we're not writing a seal to Sharim now. You know, you're a bad boy. You stole something, Bisur Asa Liyade. You know, that's true, but we're interested in the Chalos Bailos here, right? We all know that Al Pi Halacha, who owns something, and all the technical rules of Mekach Umemkar and Dinim Mamunus don't necessarily depend on who's a bad boy and who's a good boy, right? Who cares, Bisur Asa Liyade? The owner still had Yeyosh. Why should Bisur Asa Liyade take away the power of Yeyosh? So how does Joel interpret this?
Did you see what said that, didn't?
Yes.
Okay. That feels secure.
Okay. What did the Nesiva say?
There's no chiyuv hashav.
Exactly. What does this mean? Right? That is, says the Nesivos, explains the Nesivos, what does it mean, Bisura Asul Yadeh? Isura equals chiyuv hashava. When I steal something, now I have a chiyuv hashava, heshvaz exil asher gazal. If I stole something on Monday, I have a chiyuv hashava for Monday. When the guy's misyayish on Tuesday, then it's too late for me to be kona, because I'm really chayiv b'hashava. And he's medayik l'shon Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Forget Tosfos in Bava Kama Sanchav. Just read the Gemara. The Gemara is medayik. Aveda lav kevin d'miyach marmine mak mekame detese liyade. In Aveda, if the guy is Yeish before I pick it up on Kona, when does the Yeish work for Aveda? Before I pick it up. If the guy is Yeish after I pick it up, that doesn't work. Right? That's Yeish Shalom Midas. Right? Meaning in Aveda, I found the watch. If the guy was Miss Yeish at 8 a.m., now the Yeish is already chal. I can pick it up and keep the watch. If I pick up the watch now, and it so happens to be that Adam come and tell me, You should know, we were with the owner of the watch. At 10:15, he said, where's my watch? I thought it was right in my pocket. It's gone. I give up. He had yesh at 10:15. I still have to return it. Because the moment I picked it up, I have a chiyuv hashava, right? Hashava saveda, vashivoso lo. And once I have a chiyuv hashava, it's too late for me to be kona. I can't be kona something once I already have a chiyuv to return it. So says the Nesivos, what's the svara? The svara is that isura is another word for chiyuv hashava. Meaning, since the chiyuv hashava preceded the yeyosh, therefore I can't be kona, right? It's preceded the yeyosh. I can't be kona because the chiyuv hashava prevents you from being kona. That's what the isura asul yadid means. Isura doesn't really mean isura. It really means mitzvah saseh, chiyuv hashava. Okay, why do they use the word isura? Because the chiyuv hashava is chal when I do the isur gzeira. That's the nesivas pshat. However,
we think the Rambam agrees with it.
I'm not willing to commit. I don't think we can prove it. I don't think we can prove it.
And why would you use help after, even before? Why would you use help before use?
The reason is because he might have a totally different way of understanding how Shina Rishos interacts with Yiddish.
Okay,
and that gets complicated, and you know, that's one approach, right? If you take this approach, now you get something fascinating. The only reason Yesh Kedi isn't Kona is because of the Chiyuv Hashava. But if I steal Karka, what do I not have? There's no Chiyuv Hashava. Davka, the drosha of the Chachamim in Hagozel Basra, that there's no Gzela in Karka, is in the Pasuk of the Chiyuv Hashava. That the etzem drosha of the Ein Karka in Gzelis is from the Chiyuv Hashava. There's for sure no Chiyuv Hashava in Karka. So therefore, says the Nesivos, what's the Svara? The Svara is that this is like Behetera Asi L'Yadeh, since there is no Chiyuv Hashava for Karka, Yeyush Kedi is Kone. The only thing that stops Yeish from being Kone, according to the way we paskin, right, mainstream Orthodox Judaism, Yeish could be lo kani, is only because the Chiyuv Hashava preempts the Yeish. But since Karka has no Chiyuv Hashava, nothing preempted the Yeish, and therefore I can be Kone Karka with Yeish could be. That's not my husband of the Sivas, right? That's black and white of the Sivas.
Why would Karka have no Chiyuv Hashava?
Because that's exactly the meaning of Karka in Nixelos. The Heishus Akzela Asher Gozau. The Jesus El Shor Gozal is in the pasuk where there's a miyot of karka. Aha, you're being clever now. Even if there's no chiyuv hashavas zela by karka, why is there a chiyuv hashavas aveda by karka?
The whole mechala is built on that.
That is a fascinating question.
Physically taking something and putting it somewhere else. Aveda doesn't necessarily work.
Right.
Have to return to Aveda?
If you ignore it and just keep minding your own business, then you're Mavat Lamasek. And a lot. Or at least a lot. Chesky's asking, meaning if we had this whole vart that Karka still neva, which Nesivas himself certainly had, then why don't we say the Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda preempts the, unless you say, okay, here you're getting into the Sugya and Mitzvah Daf Chaf Vavam and Beis, you could say that the Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda is not chal on you until you, all right. Okay, if I just had an hour to look through this complicated sugya and do a lot of cheshbonos in my head, I could answer you. Now, let's see if I can do it in 60 seconds or less.
But can't you say the Chiyuv Hashava is much more powerful in the Gzeila case?
You could. Anyway, I think the answer might be, and this you have to really look at Mamziyah Chavam base, it could be that once I take possession of something, or once I at least take control of something, having in mind not to return it, the Chiyuv Hashava's Aveda is already in the spot that was done. That's what the Gemara says. If I pick up an Aveda, having in mind to keep it and not return it, then I violate the Yisei Hashava's Aveda, and Pashto Adin, or even if I return it, I still violate the Yisei Hashava's Aveda. Like, it's too late. Hashem Zaveda is over. So you could say there is no Chiyuv Hashem Zaveda on someone who is acting antagonistically. Or at the very least, the Chiyuv Hashem Zaveda is in this spot till it's dead. Okay, that's one answer. I am in Bamsida from Bam Base. 1 second. Yeah.
But Rilinski once spoke about two different types of Aveda. One is Aveda with, like, the word we use in modern Hebrew, it's Avud Nimeni. The other type of Aveda where it's actually it's physically gone.
Aha. Okay, fair enough. Anyway, Lamaisa, let's take the other side of the coin, though. Hold on. Then what's Pshat and Yonah and Mishlo Melech? Right? You can't say the Zechiv HaShava unless you want to say what Chesky said. Ooh, now we have a new Pshat. Whoa. Yeah? Right. The simpler pshat is, what's the svara here? The svara here is, first I'll say what I was going to say, and I'll say what Chesky was mayor, is that there could be another way of reading this Gemara. The other way of reading the Gemara is Be'isur Asul Yadeh doesn't mean Chiyuv HaShava. It's clear from Tosfos there that he doesn't read it this way. Because Tosfos thinks that you're actually Kona and Aveda, even if the Yesh was after you picked it up and you're already Chiyuv HaShava. Okay, he says you've done it. And that's what we're comparing it to. Right? So Tosfos there doesn't sound good to see us. He sounds like, even though it's not Pashto Pshat in the Gemara, that we're comparing this case to an Aveda where you're Kona even if the Chiyuv HaShava preceded the Yesh. And likewise by Gzeila, you're Kona if the Chiyuv HaShava preceded the Yesh, but no, because Yisur Asul Yadeh. The simple Pshat of Yisur Asul Yadeh means Mamish Isser. Pshuta Kamashmo. Because you did an Isser. Right? And that's the assumption of the Machne Ephraim. He says, no, pshuto kemashmo, right? Pshuto kemashmo, right? I like to write that phrase if I can. Isura equals Isura, right? Because Yeyosh doesn't work when you did an Isser. What is that? What does this mean? Yeish doesn't work when you did an Isser? Here it's a little funny. The Machne Ephraim sounds like, it's just like a special Gzeiras HaKasav, that Yeish is a Chiddush, and Hashem is only Mechadish that Chiddush for Hetera, not for Isura. Rav Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, in his Kedushim on Shas, has a very clever way of putting it. He says, you know what? When the Torah's Mechadish Yeish works, that's only if the Yeish happened on its own. If the Yeish happened on its own, then fine, Yeish is Konan. If you made the Yeish by stealing it, then the Torah doesn't say that it's Konan for you. No. If Yeish happens through Yeish innocently happened through the ways of the world, then okay, it's not his anymore. Anyone's allowed to take it. But if you stole something, then it was Misyayish because you stole it. If your evil deeds made him be Misyayish, that's not a valid Yeish. You can't take advantage of a Yeish that you created through evil deeds. You can only take advantage of a Yeish that happened with Mela. So that's a slightly different when you did an Isser or Yeyosh only works when it's not your fault that he was Misyaish. You know, if he's Misyayish and happens to be Misyayish, it works. But not if it's your fault. Somehow, if it's your fault in Misyayish, if your wrongdoing caused this Yeyosh, then Yeyosh doesn't work.
Is that a din in the Yeyosh or din in the God's ability to be Kona?
That is a great question. The simple... give me half a second. I have to look in the dike and wash them, which I didn't put down to bring with them.
We lose it.
But the I understand exactly what you're saying. The Pashup shot is that it's a din in the Pashup shot is a din in the Gavra, but I'm not 100% sure. I'm not 100% sure. Maybe it's the washer. What I'm saying is that if you take Yisur literally, it's not about Chiva Shava. It's just about there's innocent Yeyush, and there's innocent Yeyush, and there is wrong, and there is violent Yeyush. Innocent Yeyush is Kona. When I violently create Yeyush, that is not Kona. After all, I mean, you know, keep in mind, there's a famous Kasha the Akronim. The Gemara says that if bandits are about to, like, kill someone and steal all the stuff, that's Yeyush, and, you know, if I happen to be able to, like, sneak by on a motorcycle and, like, grab one piece, then I'm allowed to keep it, because he was reading this Yeyush. So they say, so why aren't all the bandits okay? Because once the bandits came and, like, surrounded with guns and, like, were about to take all the stuff, he was misyayish. Once he's misyayish, now they're allowed to take it, and they're not Gazlanim anymore. So the Rebbe says, no, that's still Bisuras of the Yadei. I said, the Chiva Shava wasn't Chal yet. According to the Sivas, it's Akasha. Oh, the Chiva Shava wasn't Chal because they haven't touched it yet. So why aren't they allowed to keep it? But they said, the Yadei, give me a break. That's a good riot for them. Anyway, what I'm saying is that if you say, right, if you say, according to the other side of the Chakira, if you say Isura Asa B'Yadei is literal, then now you have to ask. Remember, we discussed once, is it Asher to steal Kaka or is it Mutter? And even if it's, you know, we're not sure what Lav it is, Pashas is not Het or Gomer, according to the other side of the Chakira, since he did an Isser, Yeyush can't be Kona. So it could be that this machlokas, how to interpret Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Basra, is just the nafkamina of the Chakira as to how to read the words Beisur Asli Yad in Baba Kam, that sounds Baba Aleph. If Beisur Asli Yad means Chiyav Hashava, you end up with the cleverness of the Nesivos, and the Trumas Akri says the same thing. The cleverness of the Nesivos and the Trumas Akri, who says, we can add in here. Trumas Akri says, Isur means Chiyav Hashava. Says, no Chiyav Hashava, Yesh Kedi Yiskone. But if you say no, Isur means Isur literally. That just means when you act improperly and cause a situation of Yeyush, then you can't be Kona. Here, clearly, the guy acted improperly, caused a situation of Yeyush, so we can't be Kona. So maybe this is just a nafkamina of that Kakira. Nafkamina is over there.
We just threw a bomb, because now there's no comparison between Yeyush, there's no comparison between a Geneva and a Veda. Because you say that the Yeyush by... This whole comparison over here. The use by Geneva doesn't help.
No, it does. So for the Lokeach. Because the Lokeach didn't do an Isser. Yeah, I think that answers your question. It helps for the Lokeach. Shinu Rishos. The comparison is for the Lokeach. It's not the Aveda to the Ganef. The Aveda is compared to the Lokeach for the Ganef. Because for him, it's the Heteros Liyade. He didn't do anything wrong. It was already stolen before he came onto the scene. Everything happened before he showed up. Now, Chesky just wanted to suggest maybe a different way of explaining Rin Yonah, which is that maybe the Chiv HaShavas HaVeda was Chal on this guy, even if HaShavas Zela wasn't. Which is a fascinating discussion, which I hadn't thought of at all. Or, says Chesky, I mean, nothing's against me, says Chesky, maybe even according to, not the Nesivas himself, but the Nesivas' side of the Chakira, the Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda preempts the Yeyush. Right? And in which case, maybe they're arguing about whether a Ganef of Karka has a Chiyuv Hashavas Aveda or not, which is very fascinating, which I think you really have to get into the very complicated Rishon Rav Mitziach of Avon Beis, who asks whether someone who, what's the lawyers call it? Someone who adversely possesses something still has a Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda or not. It's clear that someone who picks up something to return it has a ongoing Chiyuv HaShavas Aveda. also units of Pashto and Mitzvah, right? Remember? Different universe. Whether someone who's adversely possessed of something still has a Chiyuv Hashem Zaveida is not so clear. It could be that it's Bottle and Bottle and it's too late. That's what Gemara says. Even if he does Tshuva and gives it back, he's still not Mekayim Hashem Zaveida. Okay, great. Now, the last thing we want to discuss on this Tosfos is the Avodim. Chezkiah, I need your help. Says Tosfos of Basra. He brings two rayas. Remember we said Bavli versus Yerushalmi? Bavli sounds like it doesn't work. Shalmi sounds like it does. Oh, actually. Yeah, I'm going to take the word. Maybe before we get to before we get to Avadim, I just want to tie up one loose end, which is a fascinating discussion in the Rishali about Nishtakeya Shein Bailam. What does Nishtakeya Shein Bailam accomplish? What does Tosfos assume? Right? Tosfos Sukkah and the Rambam and the Hagos Maimonios say Yeyush Eino Kone. Bekarka. What about Nishtakeya Shein Bailov? What if it's not just Yeyush? Yeyush means he gave up. What if everyone forgot that it belongs to him? It's mamish history, right? Statute of limitations, right? Not just statute of limitations. It's in the dustbins of history. Again, this guy Zaidi stole a field from that guy Zaidi. And no one remembers anymore. Go figure out. You know, now they have lawyers who work on this, right? Go figure out who owned this farm before World War II, you know, in the middle of Ukraine. No, so what do you say? Karka in Exelis? Right? Right. Right, we all know what God says it's the Palestinians. these are serious legal questions nowadays, right? Right, does that mean that, you know, forget about World War II. You know, I talk about someplace where people lived a long time. Right? Rome, right? Forget it, Rome. Damascus, right? Damascus is mentioned in, Damascus is mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha already, right? It goes back a long time. So, what are the odds that some guy owns a house in Damascus, you know? What are the odds that he bought it from someone who 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 bought it from someone, and no one ever stole it? No, Mastama, 8 customers ago and 1,500 years ago, someone's, you know, alter to the 15th power Zaidi, stole it from someone else. So does that mean no one owns anything? So Tulsa says not to worry. The Yerushalmi says Nishtakeya Shein Bailov, that's already a Kenyan. Once everyone forgot, once it's in the history books, not even in the history books, right? Once the information has been lost, Nishtakeya Shein Bailov, that's a valid Kenyan. Tos says Nishtakeya Shein Bailov is a valid Kenyan. Says Tosfos that it is Kona. However, yes?
When you have a Cheskes Kashrus, you have a Cheskes Kaneva because of
the
years?
You're saying maybe you could Chazaka. Okay, but, you know, let's say whatever, theoretically. Let's say theoretically, right? You're right. After all, I shouldn't be choshed every balabas in Damascus, because maybe there's a chesed kashrus going all the way back. I don't know. Maybe they're not so kashrus. Stam goyin, gazlani arisin in who?
I mean, what happens if you find out years later in a random historical record in a museum, you see that?
Right, that's a good question, right? What happens 1,000 years later somehow?
So would that be enough? You know, that it doesn't issue.
Yes, so Tosfos would say, if 1,000 years later your son discovers something, it doesn't matter. It's too late. It's already nicknamed. Correct. Exactly. Okay. So that's interestingly, very fascinatingly, so Tosfos says it's Kona, but Tosfos sounds like, very clearly, like it's Kona together with Yeyush, right? Says Tosfos that if it's Narkea Bailam, even though the Bailam say they're not Mesiyayish, they still are, right? So, why is Nishtakeya Shein Bailam work? Why does it work? So, one shot is why it works, you could say that it works together with Yeyush. And as Tosfos points out, that's not much of a tanai, because every Nishtakeya Shein Bailam has Yeyush, right? So they say, but what Tosfos makes it sound like is that Nishtakeya Shein Bailam is more of like a heksher for Yeyush. It's a tanai in Yeyush, right?
So you could say that Tosfos says it works with Yeyush, or you could say it better, meaning it helps Yeyush work. Maybe it helps Yeyush work. How would it help Yeyush work? Well, according to, right, we had two pshatim why Yeyush didn't work, right? According to the Rabbi Yonah and the Kapos Tvarim, Yeyush doesn't work for Karka because you don't really mean it. Okay, but it's like Hayashim ain't buying love. Obviously, you do really mean it. You know, so it helps Yeyush work because Lefi Rabbeinu Yonah and the Kapos Tmarim. In this case, he really means Yeyush. And Lefi the Nesivos. Lefi the Nesivos himself says, he says, what's the problem that it's not Ovid? No. In this case, he actually ties it into the Gemara and Daf Vav and Vav. See, in this case, it's really Ovid. Right, in this case, it's really Ovid. The Truma Zakri also says this. In this case, then he changes mind a little. See the Nesivos, I think he said Truma Zakri. In this case, it really is Ovid. Meaning, why didn't Yeyush work? Either because you didn't really mean it, or because it wasn't really Ovid. You know, if it's a Shakeya, obviously you mean it. And if it's not a Shakeya, obviously, it is really Ovid. Then obviously, it's really Ovid. The other possibility is, the Truma Zakri says, and here, he's not getting it from this angle, but you could also say, and this has to do with the famous Machlokes of Metzia, that this actually is a bit of a kasha, according to the Mishlo Melech, by the way, because the Yerushalmi's Mishtakeya is without selling it, is without Shina Rishus. If Nishtakeya just helps Yeyush work, how does that help? There's no Shina Rishus, according to Rabbeinu Yonah. If Yeyush needs Shina Rishus, then how does Nishtakeya help? So there's another option. After all, what might you compare Nishtakeya Shein Bailov to? You could also say, and this is what the Truma Zakri says, in the end, he says another option. And I think you're going to have to say this option for the Mishlo Melech. The Mishlo Melech says, you need Yeyush and Shina Rishus according to for Karka and Tosos. And we're going to dive down in our Tosos. So in the Rishalmi, Nishtakeya works even without Shina Rishus. Okay, maybe you have to answer that up, maybe not. What's another option? Anyone think of a case in Elam Metzios that could be a good precedent for Nishtakeya Shein Bailov having nothing to do with Yeyush? Exactly, Zuto Shel Yam. What are we darshan? Asher Tovad Mimenu Umitzasa. Avuda Mimenu is still his. But Avuda Mimenu Umi called Adam is Hefker. It could be that Nishtakeya Shein Bailov, that's like, now it's a little funny. It's not Mamish Avuda Mimenu called Adam, because after all, it's available to other people. So maybe I shouldn't make this comparison. Yes, you're right. Okay, maybe I'm wrong. The Truma Zakri says, "Kol shenishtakeya shein bailov tu avi kizudo shel yam davudu menu mikol adam." But okay, just he says it doesn't mean that I understand how it makes sense. And then he says, "Sharya af below yeyush." And that's the way he's reading Tosos. He says that I think what he means is this. He clearly says this. He can pay, it's not exactly the case of Zutel Shalyom. Zutel Shalyom means in the ocean, right? It's lost from everyone. This is not the case. I think what he means is that there's two different dargas of Aveda. Right? There's Aveda that there's still some possibility of getting back. And then, use the regular rules of Hashem's Aveda. Then there's Aveda that's been Tzios irretrievable. There's an irretrievable Aveda. An irretrievable Aveda is not midin Yeyush. It's not midin the normal rules of Yeyush. An irretrievable Aveda is just what they used to call in Eretz Yisrael facts on the ground. If I can't get something back forever, then the Torah says it's not mine anymore. The Torah is not interested in unrealistic rights. If I might get something back, then we have to judge, do I have the right to get it back or not? If it's irretrievable, and I think that's how he's learning Zutra Shalyam, he says no. It's not midin Yeyush, but midin zuto shel yam, meaning according to him, equals an irretrievable an irretrievable aveda is hefker. An irretrievable aveda is hefker. Why? It's not fair, etc., etc. No, it's just exeris akasav. Exeris akasav is that if lemaisa, you have no chance of getting something back anymore, regardless of how you think. It's not about your yeish. If lemaisa, you have no link to something anymore, then it's not yours.
Isn't that what the Nosimos really is saying also? He's saying you have the cases where you don't have witnesses, there's no way you can get it back in court. It's gone from you, but that's the Nosimos also.
Right, except that the Nosimos, I think, is saying that. I think the Nosimos would say that even if it's not mamish irretrievable, you just don't have total proof. That doesn't mean you can never get it back. You could have social pressure. You can convince the guy to do tshuva. You could, you know. So I think the Nosimos would say even if it was less than a shakesh. Okay.
The Nosimos means by that example where the Bailey made it really explicit in saying, I'm never going to get it back again. That's why he says that there's a court that adjudicates.
But the Nosimos basically says is that if you don't have witnesses, then it's avod. Nimenu. Because he says, Abi Rishos, you can't be machshin, but see that above. And therefore, once it's avod, yeish can work. But it's not like gone. Just because I don't have witnesses, there are a lot of things I don't have witnesses and I get back. Right? Okay, I just want to point out the rough design in the Rambam.
You have to mean it's always going to be regarding if the Nisa can still make it hektish. Correct. At what point you're going to decide that it's completely lost or not completely lost?
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Let's not get into that. The Rambam, what did the Rambam not say anywhere? Interestingly, what did the Rambam not say? The Rambam does bring down the Yerushalmi Mishnah in Vaylov in Hilchas Klayim. What does he not say? He never says Nishkei Shein Bailov is a kinyan. He never says you're kona Nishkei Shein Bailov. It just makes the klayim usher. Right? If someone steals your field and plants klayim, if it's Nishkei Shein Bailov, then the klayim is usher. Now, keep in mind, the Rambam's not shas, right? The Rambam's supposed to be organized. He has a Hilchas Gzela, where he says Karka in an Exelis. No matter how many times the Bailam is Yeyosh, no matter how many Shina Rishos, no matter how many times you do anything, it's never Nikna at all. He could have said in Tolos and Shakeshim Bailov, but he doesn't. He only brings down Shakeshim Bailov in Hilchos Kalayim. So the Rav is Madayak here. For the Rambam, that actually it's not Kona. Nope. Even Shakeshim Bailov is not Kona. It still belongs to the original owner. That's a tremendous chiddush. Wow. It still belongs to the original owner. What he's going to do about it, I don't know. But it still belongs to the original owner. It's not Konah. Just allows the Gazlan to create an Isser of Klayim. It's not Konah. It just allows the Gazlan to create an Isser of Klayim.
Doraisa?
Similarly, Midoraisa. No, the Shakir sounds like Doraisa. It just allows the Gazlan to create an Isser of Klayim. It just takes away the problem of Enos in the Osa Dover Shein Shalom. Now, Yonatan saying then it makes it Shalom. No, says the Rav. He's the Dike and the Rambam. The Rambam never said that Kesh Shein Bailam is a Kenyan, just that it creates an Isser Klayim. Right? The Rambam in Hilchos Klayim says, where are we? Here's Hilchos Klayim. Yes, says, Ha'anas Shazar Klayim Bekerim Chaver in Mishtakwa Bailam Hareze Kadesh Minator. Isser Doraisa. And and if they just had Yeagers, then it's an Isidore Rabbanan, because of Xera.
Would
there
be like
Chomitz
if the Rabbanan would put it
into
his Rishus, so it'd be over the
Isidore of Chomitz? Okay, F, sure. Although, here it's a little funny, because the whole question is, what if, like, all of a sudden there's some miracle you get it back? Then it's still us. Anyway, is that a hint?
Yeah. I'm trying to think practically how to check the Bible ever is the fact, meaning, is it known to be stolen, just don't know who it was stolen from? Or is it just that a carpet that was stolen, and historically is now known as a...
Right, so the simple shot is that Nishtaku Shein Bailov doesn't mean that no one in the world knows who owns it. It just means the public is not aware of who used to own it. There could still be, like, a grandmother here and there who knows. There could still be the Bailov who knows. Right? It just means the public is not aware of that anymore.
Couldn't that be taken as a pseudonym for kibush? You know, I mean,
you say we did kibush fast.
They changed the whole shul tone.
I hear the taina, Efsher. Anyway, this is the Rav's big chiddush. There's a dike in the round that it's not kona, it just allows the chalos klayim. Then it's a problem, as Yonatan says. He doesn't go, oh, so never shalom, right? If the how could it be an Isser Klayim if it's not Kona? Then how could he create an Isser of? Then how could he create an Isser of Klayim? So the Rav has a whole long explanation of that. If anyone got a chance to, look, Efshar. And his at least his second formulation is he suggests that it's not really the Einan Nemosu Darshin Yoshomar. It's not that fundamentally, it's a fascinating bit of Hakira, which is not our sugya. Is it that you don't have the power to ask for something that's not yours because only a Bailim could create an Isser? So the Rav assumes not. The Rav says it's not that only a Bailim can create an Isser, because then if you're not a Bailim, you can't create an Isser. Anyone can create an Isser. It's just that the Bailim, the rights of the Bailim, veto that Isser, override that Isser. That's a big fish. Einan Nemosu Darshin Yoshomar doesn't mean you need Bailim to ask her. Anyone can ask her. But the Bailim, the rights of the Bailim, veto the Isser. The rights of the Bailim are afkia the Isser, is his lashon. Says the Rav, so if the Bailim has practical hopes of getting to these crops in the normal Derech HaTeva, then Einan Osa Dov Shein Shalol, the rights of the Bailim to eat the crops, are mafkia the Isser Klayim that the Goslin planted. But if it's Shakea Shein Bailov, then the Bailim does not expect to eat these crops. He has the right to, theoretically, but since the Bailim has no expectation to eat these crops, then we don't really see this Isser as violating the rights of the Bailim, right? Meaning, Mila, once the Bailim has no expectation of eating this, eating these crops, once the Bailim, not just subjectively, but objectively, these crops are not seen as going to the Bailim. Once the crops aren't seen as going to the Bailim, you ask anyone, oh, where are these crops going? Oh, these crops are going to the guy who's on the land. Who's that guy, right? They look at the Bailim. This guy, I don't know who he is. It's Shmerel's land, right? Of course, it's Shmerel's land. It's Shmerel's crops. The crops are going to Shmerel. If the crops were just a robin, the public would insist on Shmerel's rights to keep the fruit, even though it really belongs to Beryl. But they don't know that. In that case, these crops are going to Shmerel. Shmerel's the ganef. And therefore, he can answer them. Oh, it's not his. Yes, but since Beryl's not going to get his crops anyway, b'derech hateva, therefore he can't veto the Isser. That's a tremendous chiddush of the Rav, that really you can ask a darav she'en or shalom. It's just that the Torah protects the other guy by vetoing your Isser. Okay, but when the other guy really is not on track to get it anyway, then the Torah doesn't veto your Isser. That's a big chiddush of the Rav.
That would just apply to the Paris, though, no?
We're only talking about the Paris. The client doesn't ask for that dirt.
But would I be able to makdish this karka?
Like, right, it's a great question, or to aser it somehow. If
right,
we can think
I just couldn't think
of it. Sure not, according to the way I'm formulating the Rav, not. You have to look at what he's formulating. It could be also not. Right, and then the chiddush is that fundamentally, at least this is his second formulation, Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shalom. Fundamentally, you can't aser something that's not yours. As long as it doesn't look like it's going to hurt the owner. And here, if it's a Shekeshen Bailim, it's not going to hurt the owner. Okay, there's more in the Rav, but we'll leave for that. I want to spend just 2 minutes talking about Avadim here. If you look in Tosos in Bava Basra, he brings two rayos that Yeish is Kona Bekarka. From the bottom. I know we have the Mishali. Right? But Tosos in Bava Basra says, Shtei rayos May habavli diyeyosh kone be karkos. One of them is not super duper strong. For a very simple reason. What's his first bavli raya? Of course he quotes the Yushalmi. He only gets started with the Yushalmi. He throws in two rayas from the bavli. And both from Maseches Gittin. His first raya is Gittin, sorry, his second raya, if you don't mind, if I'll go out of order. Gittin on Chesavon Beis, Sikriko. I'm just going out of order from the cow to the cubby. Gittin on Chesavon Beis, Sikriko means Goyish bandits, or not bandits, meaning governments authorized, who stole land from the Jews in the Roman persecutions. We look at them as bandits. I don't know how the Romans looked at them. The in Sikrikon, the Gemara says, if, the way some of the Rishonim quoted, if there's Beidavar, if it really was a bandit, there was a government official who you could have complained to, and you didn't, then the Secretum can keep it. Not that he's asking Shiloh, but we're buying it from him. So does he say, the Gemara in the Chesed Beis says that in Bavel, there's no divin on Paros. Came into Ikebe Davar, below Ozel Kavil, Ema Chuli Achil. Right, in the Sugya of Sekrikon, but what does it say here? It says in Bavel, meaning Bavel, there were no Romans, right? In Bavel, in Eretz Yisrael, where there were Romans, so whoever's Jew originally owned it gets it back. But in Bavel, the Jew comes and says, this guy stole the land from me. What do we say to him? There's Beit Davar. That's where we get modern day Doar from. But in those, because in the old days, there was no post office, just the government officials would also transfer letters. But it really means a governor. Right, you'd send letters through the government channels. But Kevan de'ika beid dor, right? Velo kavil, and you didn't sue. Right? Achule achle, your mochel. Meaning if someone steals my land and I could go to court, it's not Romans, it's Bavel. Jews can also have their day in court, and I don't sue in court, I'm mochel. That proves Yeshua's Kona Bikarka. Why is this not such a great proof? For the simple reason that what word is not in our gears of the Gemara and getting up in class? Yes, it doesn't say Yeyush, it says Mochel. Mechila is different from Yeyush. Who says Mechila is the same as Yeyush? I'm not talking about Yeyush. Yeyush means I give up. Here, it's not that I give up, it's that I decided to not sue. Deciding to not sue is different from giving up, and that's Mechila. You could say it means the same thing.
Correct.
Okay.
No,
so
but
this
maybe
is.
You could say when there's like government that's actually there, that's the only way that you could have possibly hoped that you get your property back. No?
Okay. Myri b'mechila below b'yeyush. That's not a sug of yeyush. That's a sug of mechila. Totally different. That's totally different. Yeyush means I give up on finding it. That's very different. If a guy says, oh, Taka, I give up on finding it, that's yeyush. If you tell the guy, would you like me to put a sign up for you? And he says, nah, don't worry about it. That's not just Yeyush, that's Mechila. Mechila's more powerful than Yeyush. This guy's Mechila. Yeyush means, you know, he's in the middle of suing and he thinks he's going to lose. That's Yeyush. If he decides not to sue, that's a decision. That's Mechila. Okay. His first is from Gittin. Really, he quotes Lamed Tes, but it's not Lamed Zion. Amud. Aleph to Amud Beis and Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, I think. Yeah. Which is Yeyush ba'avadim. Yeyush works by avadim. If Yeyush works by avadim hookers the karka, Yeyush works by karka. That's what the Yerza Real said, right? If Yeyush works by avadim, we all know avadim and karka go together. Okay, Yeyush works by avadim. That's his strong proof. There are two sugyas there in Daf Lamed Tes. In Beis, the guy says, Nisya'ashti miplomi avdi. The Eved goes free. And on Daf Lamed Zion, if people come, a raiding party comes and steals your Eved, if you have Yeyush, then you don't own him anymore. Yeyush is kona by avadim. Ah, that seems to be a good proof. But how is Tosos going to be docha? Right? How would Tosos and Sukkah be docha? Right? For Tosos and Sukkah. So there are two ways. And one way is not really so fair. The Shach says, that's on the Makoros, he says, Yeyosh lo mehani ba'avadim. Yeyosh is not kona avadim. Now, he doesn't actually address Daf Lamed Tes. He only addressed Daf Lamed Zion. But in Daf Lamed Zion, what does the Shach famously say? He quotes a famous Rashba. The only thing is if you look at the Rashba said what the Shach quoted in the same, but in the context, the opposite of what the Shach quoted. It says, what's the case? A raiding party comes and steals my Eved, then Yeyush works. Says the Shach, that's not the regular din of Zela. That's me din. And because the Gemara quotes a Pasuk. What Pasuk does the Gemara quote? Get in Daf Lamed Zion, the Kiyus and Shas. Vayishmi menu shevi. Parshas Chukas, I believe?
Yeah.
Vayishmi menu shevi. What is Vayishmi menu shevi? It's Chazal Darshan. Remember, the Kenani Melech Arad Yoshev HaNegev came and the Lochim Yisrael Vayishmi menu shevi. Now, obviously, the Pshuto Shal Mikro, we'd say, is he captured Jews. But Chazal Darshan, then it should have said Vayishmi menu. Why the extra word shevi? No, it means he didn't actually capture Jews. By Yishmi and Shevi, he captured someone who was already captured. Meaning, the enemy army only captured an Eved of the Jews, but not someone who was, who was originally Jewish, who was fully Jewish. Okay, so what do we see? By Yishmi and Shevi, that is halachically valid if the Kananim steal an Eved from us in a raiding party, then it's valid. By Yishmi and Shevi, it's hal. So says the Shach, that's not me din Zela and Abed and civilian law. That's me din spoils of war. That's talking about when Gittin discusses Avadim in the fourth parak and this whole sugya of Avadim, the case is
I meant just love and Zion and Beis, or actually just I was off a little this morning. Malcolm, what I meant is the sugya is goes from Zion and Beis, Lama Chesem and Aleph.
That's the case. Evet Shanishba. Shanishba means In war, there's something called Cheskes Melchama. Everything is acquired in war. Even Karka is acquired in war. Remember, Karka is the bigger thing that's acquired in war. How do we know Karka can be acquired in war? Again, modern day law does not hold the same thing. How do we know Karka can be acquired in war? That if one nation steals Karka from another nation in the context of war, it's really a valid Kenyan. Amun Moab, Tiru Sichon, right? We're not allowed to conquer Amun Moab, but since Sichon conquered it first, then it became the property of Sichon, and we were allowed to take it. Okay, Nachash Melech Amun and Sefer Shoftim did not hold from that Svara, but we are. All right, we're not Talmidim of Hakim of Yiftach, but we're more Talmidim of Yiftach than of Nachash Melech Amun, and we say that's a valid taina. So says the Shach. Yesh isn't going to Avadim, at least that's his maskana. Says maybe Gzeres HaKasa, or maybe no. Yesh isn't going to Avadim at all. That's only Cheskes Melchama is different from regular halacha. Yesh lo mahani ba'avadim gzulim. Right? Ve'shani kibosh melchama. That's what he calls a chazaka, not kinyan chazaka, regular kinyan chazaka. Cheskes Melchama, kibosh melchama has special power. Melchama has different rules than civilian life, kayodua. Everything in Melchama is different rules than civilian life in
Melchama.
What?
Let's say this Kibush Melchama. So why is Kibush make a difference?
Okay, that is a great question. So he assumed, because of a technical point, which is that we have a Kenyan Haguf in Avadim, meaning Kenyan Isser, and the Goyim can only have Kenyan Maisi Yadav. And yeah, okay. That's what the Shach assumes. He doesn't deal with Lama Tess when he says, Nisya Ashti Miplomi Avdi. After all, that's talking about civilian life. But the Pnei Yeshua and others deal with that and say, no, that means that he didn't literally mean Yegosh. That was talking about a guy who really was using that as Lashon Hefker. It was Lavdavka in that. Okay, somehow maybe get away with it. The Shach says I'm quoting the Rashba. The only problem is, you open up the Rashba, what does the Rashba say? He says, yeah, this works through Kibush Melchama, not the normal rules. Under the normal rules, Yegosh would also have helped for a vote. But this works through Kibush Melchama. So it's not the Shach is quoting, I have a Rashba that Yegosh doesn't work by a button. But it's not true. He has a Rashba that gives another Hezber of Kibush Melchama, but the Rashba himself is Mefurish that, and also Yesh works by Avadim. I'm just using Kibush Melchama. So the Shach is based on a Rashba. He's truly based on the Rashba's Kibush Melchama, but not that the Rashba will deny Yesh by Avadim. All we've shown him admit, seem to admit that Yesh works by Avadim, right? The Pashut Pshat in the Sugya and the Rashba and Shari Shonim, and the Ravid on the Rambam, all say, Yeyosh works for Avadim. Vishani Avadim Mikarka. Even though Avadim and Karka are the same, Avadim and Karka are different. For Tosus, because the Rosh said, if Yeyosh works for Avadim, works for Karka, and I'm going with Baba Bas for Tosus. But what do Tosus and Sukkah say? He would say the Ravid says. The Ravid says, Avadim are different than Karka. Yeish doesn't work for Karka, but it works for Avadim. Yeish works for Avadim, but not for Karka. The That is the mainstream psak with Rishonim and the Poskim. Yesh works for Avonim, but not for Karkobon. It says like 10 times in those two blot of Gittin that Yesh works by Avonim. We have to admit Yesh works. Thank you. Bye. Avonim. We have to admit Yesh works by Avonim. So, why is Avonim different than Karka? So here's where Rav Chaim gave his famous vart in the Rivet, and with this, I think we'll have to end and not get to the next Tosfos, sadly. But says Rav Chaim, what's the Svara? So in other words, just review, we have three opinions. Yeyosh, Bekarka, Uba Avodin. The opinion of Tosos and the Rosh Baba Basra and the Urzarua is that it works by Karka and works by Avodin. Matter of fact, the Urzarua said it's so obvious it works by Avodin, it must also work by Karka. The opinion of the Shach is that it doesn't work by Karka and it doesn't work by Avodin. Oh, it says by Avodin? That's Kibish Mochamo, different rules, and then it gets very complex. There's the opinion of the Ravid and most Rishonim is that it doesn't work by Karka, but it does work by Avodin. What's pshat? So, says Reb Chaim, right? It works by Avodim, not by Karka. Says Reb Chaim, the answer is very, very pashut, says Reb Chaim. I'll tell you pshat. Explains the brach, and again, this is not the main chiddush of the brach. This is really pretty pashut. He says very, very simple. He says that Yeyosh is not a din of Zela. Ella ba'aveda, meaning Yeyosh doesn't need, and how does he translate this? Says the Reb Chaim, what this means is that it doesn't need a chalos gzela in order to work. No, you don't need a chalos gzela for Yeyosh to work. Yeyosh does not come from the parsha of gzela, it comes from the parsha of avadim, but it does need. And here he adds something for his own purposes, right? It does need to be physically taken away from the owner, which he calls, for reasons I'll explain in a second, a maisek zela. Right? You need to take it away from the owner for Yesh to work, because if you don't take it away from the owner, it's not avud, according to Tosin Sukkah. But you don't need a chalos gzela. Therefore, he says that Yeyosh that what about Karka? Karka, there's no chalos gzela and it's not taken away from the owner. Why? Because it's still sitting where it always was. Right? And therefore, since there's no chalos zela adds Reb Chaim, shinoi eino kone. And since it's not taken away from the owner, yeyosh eino kone. Right, we're in the sheet of the Rambam here. However, avadim, there's no chalos zela. That's we know. Avadim ain't an exalim. But it can be taken away. What do you mean? You can take someone's evet, tie him up, put him in a van, and drive him to Vietnam. You can drive as far as you want, right? Of course you can take an evet away from someone. Now, theoretically, you said, no, since he's a valdeya, he can always find his way back, but I don't know, lavdavka, right? Can be taken away physically. You can physically move an evet. It's halachically like karka. It's halos is karka, but the mitzias it's not. And therefore, shinoi eino kona ba'avadim. That's very clear, right? Except for a few Taimani manuscripts, but the real correct years in the Rambam, Paragimels, that Shino is not kona by Avadim. However, Yeyosh is kona by Avadim. Why? Because Yeyosh is not a din in Zela. Yeyosh is just a din in Aveda. Yeyosh is only kona if something is lost from me. My Evid can be lost. Someone tied him up, put him in a van, and drove him to Syria. By Karka, it can't actually be lost because it's still sitting where it always was. And that's why Shino is not kona by either one. That's before Shemabakama. But Yeyosh is Kona, and that's how Reb Chaim explains. What Reb Chaim is really coming to explain, which is not on the Makoros, is a strange talk of the Rambam, and that's why he throws in Maisek Zegwa. You only need these parentheses for the real Chiddush of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins that Shinoi is not kona by avadim. If I steal an Eved and the Eved gets sick, then I don't have to pay. I don't keep the Eved to pay. I didn't steal. I have no chiyuv whatsoever. But if I steal an Eved and he dies, I have to pay. Why? Explains the Rambam. Because even though it's not a chalos guzzle, I still did a mice gzeila. Okay, this is a whole Torah which we'll come back to. We'll have to come back to this Torah of Reb Chaim. Says since it's a mice gzeila by vadim, besides Yish, there's a second nafkamina. Since it's a mice gzeila, if the Eved is entirely destroyed and doesn't exist anymore at all, then I'm chayiv to pay, because even though there's no chalos guzzle on the Eved, I still did a mice gzeila, and that's still mechayiv me to pay if I can't say Resha Chol Panecha. I realize everything I just said in the last 60 seconds doesn't make any sense without a lot of prerequisites building up to us. So forget the rest of Reb Chaim for now. Don't worry, it'll tie into Rabbi Kiva Eger on Daf Lamed Aleph from Aleph. Okay, so this is the famous chiluk between Avadim and Karka, which is really mukhra for the Rambam and for the Rambam doesn't explicitly say Yesh is kona by Avadim, but it's in Shas and it's implied by the Rambam. The Rambam explicitly says Yesh not kona by Karka and it is kona by Avadim. And Tosos and Sukkah would have to admit Yesh is kona by Avadim because the Shach is really too much minority Shita. And therefore, that's because Avadim can be Lamaisa practically taken away and be Aveda, so Yesh is Chal. They just don't have a Chol Zela, so Shino is not Kona, but Yesh is Kona by Avadim. We'll pick up Mir Hashem. I realize we didn't get to these two last Tosos and Daflam and Beis, which really have all of Baba Kama folded within them. We'll have to, Mir Hashem, come back to that. Meanwhile, and let's also get a head start on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. We already read the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in terms of the implications of Sukkah Zuv Mitzvah Aveira, but there's also the implications for Dine Zela, the like Baba Kama implication. Very famous Tosfos, the long Tosfos Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and even more famous where you give an acre on that Tosfos. You see, there's a long Gilyon Shas on that Tosfos. So the after we finish Tosfos Masal Shina and Tosfos Masal Lekniwa. The last Baba Kama thing we're going to do is the very famous Kasha of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gilyon HaShas, on Tosas, Divra Maskel, Aval, and Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. And in that next year and a half, we'll finish Baba Kama. And then we will, once we hit Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, already we're done with Geneva, we're done with Mitzvah Aveira, we're going to really sink our teeth into Dina Psule Lulav. But not to worry, there will be lots of other big Lamish Masechtas hiding inside the Psulei Lulav. So, don't plan any vacations.